Shalom Avroch Bez Hashem, continue in Tiferet Yisrael in the Maral Perik Dalid, and this is share number 13. And the topic of discussion the Maral will be focusing on here is the 365 mitzvahs lois essay and the 248 mitzvahs essay that correspond respectively the Shasa 365 mitzvahs lois essay to the Shemesh, the sun, to the days of the week, which are 365 days of the year, and the Ramach, the Reish Memches, the 248 mitzvahs asay corresponding to the 248 limbs of the human being, of the person. We might have heard also that the 365 mitzvahs lois asay correspond to the gidim, the sinews of a person. That is not based on the Gemara in Makkos Chav Gimel Beis, which we'll see shortly, but rather that's based on the Zohar Kodesh of the Gidim. There's Eivarim, there are limbs, and there are Gidim. So without further ado, let's begin over here on page Samech Ches. Hadrochim v'hapu'ulois asher hei mevi'im el ha'atzlocha. We discussed previously that the Maral told us a person is not the parnosa that he works at. And when you use a word, no one should be offended. It's the klala that a person does every day. It is a klala. Parnas is a klala, right? That doesn't mean you should not enjoy it. In fact, you better enjoy it. You definitely should enjoy the parnasa that you do. But we have to acknowledge that by the sweat of your brow, you'll eat bread. That is a klala. And the Maral proved previously how we are not here to work, to mass money, and to focus on Olam Hazeh. That we already covered. So what are we here for? We're here for Olam Haba. That we all know. And how do we do that? Heim mitzvah satayra. The Hatzlachi says here in the second line, Heim mitzvah satayra. The mitzvah satayra, shebezulosam hayanishar v'koyach. We discussed in the previous parak that there's what's called koyach and payel. The koyach is the power, the strength, the potential to bring out the payel, the action of what you do. A person has this potential inside of him, and then his job here is to use that potential, that koyach, to payel, bring it out to action. How do you do that? So we learned in the previous parak as well, Adam, L'omal, Yula, the Gemara, Sanhedrin, outside the Testament, Beis, man was created to work. What type of work is man created for? So we said, L'omal, Peh, to work with his mouth. What type of work with his mouth? To be Omal, Peh, B'Torah, to work with his mouth in Torah. Just before we see the next words, just to remind ourselves that the Maral's explanation is why Talmud Torah connected Kulam. Why is Talmud Torah the greatest mitzvah? So there are different explanations. The Maral's explanation is because every other mitzvah, besides the Talmud Torah, is connected to the Gashmias. You take a lulav, you shake the lulav, you're taking a palm branch, an esrog, the hadas, arava, these are all physical. You make a bracha, l'kachem l'chem ar mirishon, you take on the first day, make a bracha, you take tzitzis, it's a physical thing. You make the bracha on tefillin, it's all physical. You're elevating that physical, you're connecting with the physical to the spiritual world. Torah, there's no need to connect to a physical. It's called kulay sichli, seichel dik, the seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the seichel of an Adam. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seichel. The fact that we have a physical sefer in front of us, that's not the Torah. That happens to be a sefer that enables us to read the words. If a person happened to have known it by heart, he's learning by heart, he's still learning the Torah the same way. So that's the difference between the Maral's explanation of why Talmud Torah is connected to kulam is the greatest mitzvah. Because it's 100% in the spiritual world, as opposed to mitzvahs, which are connected here. Hashem gives us a mitzvah, a physical item, and says, elevate yourself through that mitzvah. That's what a mitzvah is. So that slacha a person gets, is heim mitzvah satayra. Shebezulosam hayanisha bekoyach. And it's like the rope. The mitzvahs of the Torah are like a rope that elevate a person from a pit. Hu ha'olam hashafal, the lower world, el olam ha'elyon, to the upper world, the world above. So he discusses over here, and then if you take a look at number 3 in the bottom, he's meramis to the 3 different worlds. Reimiz bazeh l'shloisha ha'olamis shebara Hashem yisbarach. Hashem created 3 different worlds. V'inyonam shel gimel ha'olamis hu in enofetz mo'i b'sifim ha'ral. And he gives examples. What does this mean, the 3 worlds? And this is the topic which he says is spread out throughout all the Sarm of the Maral. So we're going to skip a few lines where it says, V'tamses advarim hi, sheha'ilam hatachtoin hu ha'ilam hazeh. The oilam hatachtoin is oilam hazeh. It's this world. Sheben yadam chayim boy. That people live in this world. V'hu ha'ilam ha'harkova. It's like a hybrid. Shekolanim soim boy murkovim mechaymer avetzura. Everybody that's in this world are connected or are created with this chaymer and tzura. Chaymer is like a physical, and tzura is the form of that physical. Ha'olam ha'emtzoi, the middle world, ha'olam ha'galgalim ha'mazolos. They have the galgalim, the mazolos, maybe the stars and things like this. Ha'olam ha'shlishi, ha'olam ha'elyon. That's the world above. She'ein bo'i chaymer kol'ika. There's no physical aspect to it at all. There's no connection to the physical. And he says, take a look in earlier what the Maral wrote in Perkei Mavoi on this topic. So the point we have to understand over here is that when a person is Olam Hazeh and he is connecting himself to a mitzvah and he does a mitzvah with the greatest preparation and the greatest diktuk and halacha, and he learns the halacha of the mitzvah. Let's give an example. Ein daimon, there's no comparison to a person who goes to a store and asks someone and says, which is a nice esrog? Is this kosher? I know there were times years ago, I won't call it off duty, but I'm just going to buy my dal minim. And people would come over to me and say, is this kosher? And sometimes there are women whose husbands were working, and she would say, is this kosher? I'm like, yeah, it's kosher. When it comes to an esrog, we're not just looking kosher. When you want to buy a car, you want to see, does it have a transmission, an engine, and 4 wheels? That I've never seen anybody in this generation buy a car like that. They want to know, does it have this gadget? Does it have that gadget? Can you drive it from your phone? Right, all the different gadgets you want to find, people find with the cars today. When you come to an esrog, and you want to look for it and when you see it. You yourself, and after you learn the halachas, and after you learn the gemaras, and you have to learn the rishonim, and then you pick out your esrog and your dalar minim, and you spend hours on doing that. If you bezoichet that to get it right away, that's even better. Fine, but you know what you're doing, you know what you're looking at. Einoy doimet. There's no comparison to a person when he makes his bracha. Asher kiddushom et svoyisav yisivanu makes the bracha on the dalar minim, and he makes a shechianu. There's a whole different world. There's no comparison between the first case with the person, yeah, it's kosher. It's getting by. Or the person, mamash from A to Z, he learned the Mishnayis and all the way down to the Mishnah Berurah and the bottom line and everything in between. The Gemaras and the Rishonim and the Poskim. And he's doing that mitzvah with a diktuk halacha. He's elevating himself, mibara tachtis, from the pit. We have to realize what Olam Hazeh is down here. There's a pit down here that the mitzvah is elevating us. So that's what a mitzvah is. The mitzvah, the Maral tells us, we have the 3 worlds, Gimel Olamos, and we're down here to pull ourselves up into the Olam Ha'elyon. L'hoishiva yisoy im ha'melech Hashem tzavokis, ayin ba'ayin, k'moish yizbar inyan zeh. And that's the goal. That we should come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal, to come close to Hashem. Ki ha-mitzvahs hei mitziru for adam imagashmi. A mitzvah connect is letzareif ha-adam imagashmi. This is a very important point, which I want to take down here, which is basically when you have something and you want to refine it. So you go through a whole process, whatever it is, whether it's flour and you want to make it finer, or whether it's gold, or any item that has to be refined, there's a process. There's a process for the person's neshama that was brought down here. Hashem told the neshama, go in Olam Hazeh. And the neshama really doesn't want to leave when it sees the beauty of Olam of Gan Eden with Hashem. The neshama does not want to come down. Just think of Lahavdil, but a marshal here. Think of a vacation that you went on and you had such a great time and great weather and everything's just, there's no stress and nothing. All of a sudden, you realize that tomorrow you're flying back home. Real life begins again. You got to go back to making a living. And whatever the stress is, that they're all coming back. All those emails and all those things you don't respond to, it's piling up, and the bills. So the neshama doesn't want to come down to this world. But Hashem says, I'm your loving father. And you're going to come down here, and you're going to have challenges. In the Siyanis, and I'm going to give them to you. And your job is to elevate yourself so that you go back to the Olam HaElyon on the higher Madrega. So let's take a look over here at number 5. This topic that the Torah and the Mitzvahs, they purify a person. It says, take a look at Nesiv Yiras Hashem, the Maral Nesiv Yiras Hashem. He writes as follows: Hamitzvos be'atzmam. The mitzvahs themselves are mitzarfim nefesh ha'odim lahashiv oisai l'Hashem. They purify the nefesh of the person lahashiv oisai, to bring it back el Hashem. Ki ha'nefesh shi'i oimedes beguf, because the nefesh that is inside the body noita atzma el hateva. The nefesh that is not at a disadvantage because it's its home advantage is the teva, is the nature. We are all at a disadvantage when we're here in Olam Hazeh. And the reason for that, as the Sefer HaChinuch elaborates on, is because it's a physical world. The guf is physical. So the guf has a natural tendency for that which is physical. You see delicious food, so what do you, and the way it looks, there's a presentation, as you know very well, there's a way to present food. You could plop the food on the plate, or you could take the green little leaf, and you put a little of that yellow-looking stuff here, and that green stuff there. I don't know the name, so I just call it the stuff. But, and then you present it. Ah, now it's more enticing for the person, because he's goof, he's goofnius. That's the whole nisayon of Olam Hazeh. When we are facing challenge with the nisayonis, and before we're facing challenge with the nisayonis, whether it's Shmir Sinaim, whether it's whatever it might be, whether it comes to food, we have to ask ourselves a question. Do we want to be more gufnius, or do we want to be more ruchnius? Do we want to connect ourselves more to Olam Hazeh, Olam HaShafal, the bar atachtis, the pit that we're in, or do we want to connect ourselves more to that which is spiritual? That was ruchnius, that which is higher. This is something we should be asking ourselves, and that we should ask ourselves this question when we're not in the middle of the nisayon, of the challenge, of the test. Because then when the test comes up, then it could click in the reminder of our conversation we had with ourselves. And we say, wait a minute, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that Avera. I want to connect myself more to the Olam HaElyon. He says further, V'hi be'emes nefesh elekis milamayla. The neshama, the nefesh, is a sliver of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hipach pe'apav nishmas chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew inside of us chayim. So we, each and every one of us, have a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of us. That's why it's so important to give derech eretz and kavod to each and every person. Because it's not just the individual, but you're giving derech eretz and kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person is not machshiv another person, he's saying that selim elokim, that image of Hashem that rests inside of that person, is not valued by the person. And that's how the Maral also learns that in Pirkei Avos, when we learn that in Pirkei Avos, it says that if a person is mevaza someone, berabim, he embarrasses somebody publicly, ein lo chelik lo olam haba. So the Maral is saying, because he's not shaykh to olam haba, because if he looks at that person and he disgraces and embarrasses that person in public, what's he saying? He's saying there's no tzelem elokim in that person. Why? Because if he would realize that there is, how could he now embarrass that person? So if he's saying, oh, there's no Tzelem Elokim, so he's not shaykh to the world of Tzelem Elokim. He's not shaykh to the world of Elokim. So ein lo chelik lo olam haba. He doesn't belong there. It's as simple as that. He says further over here, still number five. A person has to know what brings him hatzlacha, whether he's the doctor, the lawyer, the accountant, the head chief of the hospital, the head chef of the world. It's all irrelevant. That does not bring the hatzlacha. The hatzlacha of a person is his diktuk hamitzvahs. When he comes to a mitzvah, how does he do a mitzvah? When it comes to an opportunity to make a bracha, does he just say it? And after he eats the food, he's like, did I make a bracha even? Well, a person, that happens to us sometimes. Well, a person who is machshiv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that food, so he's getting permission from Hashem before I eat that ragloch, before I eat the chicken over here. He realizes, this is my father's giving this to me, so I have to ask, I have to say thank you, I have to get permission for it, right? That's what the bracha is. This is the yisoid of what a mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to mezachich, to purify the neshama of the nefesh of the person, to bring him back to Avi Shabbat Shemayim. He says further, ki ha-mitzvah heim tzira for Adam, on the top of the page, min ha-gashmi, ad she'ein ha-adam tivi chamri, bal havaya ve-hafsid, next column, to the point where the person is not just a physical entity that at the end of his 120 years, he decomposes, goes back into the earth. Which that is what something physical is. Everything which is physical in this world, eventually, the more you use it, the more it's worked on, it gets ruined. No matter what it is. If you want to take something, put it behind the glass, like over there, and we don't touch it, okay, it has a longer shelf space, life space. But it's not being used. But when you use something, look at a safer, the more you open the safer, so eventually, it starts getting a little worn out. And the safer is supposed to get worn out. That's the purpose of it. But by the person, if he's only physical, then he's not focusing on the purpose as to why he's here in this world. Every mitzvah tells a person, go do this. It's a mitzvah, go do it. Kach vekach yasa. Obviously, we're talking here mitzvahs asay, positive commandments to go do it. Vezeu tziruv ezikuch nafshi kemoish yisbara. And this is the purification of how the process works. I don't know if you read this week's Meshulchan Shlomo from Avi Kaplan, but he said a very similar point without going into the world of the morale. How when a person goes to a doctor and the doctor prescribes a whole regimen, eat this type of food, don't eat that type of food, take this medicine X amount of times a day for X amount of days, that's the person might not understand how everything's working, but he's following, he trusts in the doctor, or else why did he go to the doctor? We hope that if a person is going to the doctor, he has some respect for the doctor. He got recommended to this doctor, and he's accepting what the doctor will tell him. That's the mashal. The nimshal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Reivi Chol Basar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezachich, is purifying us, and saying, what do you have to do? You do this mitzvah here, and you do that mitzvah there, and this is the Hanhagas HaChaim of a Yid, of an Adam. And that's what he does. That's how he elevates himself, Mibara Tachtis. And the mitzvahs themselves, when the person does them, he comes out from darkness to light. And we have to know this, and that's why when you go to an Adam Gadol Adam Oyed, you go to Mamish Gedolei Yisrael, these are tzaddikim who were able to literally digest the Torah HaKadosh inside of them. Rav Steinman Zatzal. It was just the 11 months since the next month. It's hard to believe it's already a year since Rav Chaim Kineski Zatzal was nifter. I just heard a maisa. Last week was a Baba Sali's yahrzeit. I heard a maisa. He was on a boat. Baba Sali was nifter in 1984. Okay, the man was a kodesh otzum ad ma'oid. And he was on the boat, and the boat was shaking back and forth, and they were all very nervous. And basically he did something with a mitzvah, and he told them take the shirayim from the mitzvah and throw into the water, and they did that, and the water stopped, so they were all mispalm, blown away at the koiches of this great tzaddik. So he says, well, what are you so surprised about? It's a Gemara that Shirai Mitzvah, a matzal, a person from Pranius, just tonight. That's one of the reasons why we take the wine from the Havdalah, and some people put it by their eyes, behind their ears, in their pockets, right? Because this is Shiarim for the Mitzvah, leftovers from the Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, leftover from the Mitzvah, it saves from Pranius, from tragedies, from difficulties. Now, the difference is, other people might also do that, and take the Shirai Mitzvah and throw it into the ocean, it might not have stopped. But when he was a person who did a mitzvah the way he did it, it had this koyach. There's another ma'isa, and it sounds like you really believe this? Yeah, we believe it. And he was nifter in 1984. There are people alive today. 1984, it's not a long time ago. There are people alive today who knew him. And the ma'isa was, like this. They had to say Kiddush Levana. So you hear these ma'isa with Chassidish Rebbes, right? This is the ma'isa with the Baba Sali. The ma'isa was that he needed to say Kiddush Levana, but it was a cloudy night. So he took his hand, and he motioned for the clouds to go away. The clouds moved aside, and the moon was right there, and they said Kiddush Levana. So some people might think, come on, are you expecting me to believe that? And that's up to you. Like I said, he was nifter in 1984. People alive today, they could have been by that mice as well. Now let's understand and explain, because he was asked, how did you do that? And he explained, he said over, that there was a time when he was already thinking his mid-80s, high 80s, that he went to go say Kiddush Levana, and he couldn't get a clear sky. And something to do where he was living at that time, he traveled hours to go to a different location at that age that he was in to go say Kiddush Levana. Ever since that point in time of the Mesiras Nefesh he gave for that mitzvah, he had this koyach able to do that. Let's get back over here. We're not encouraging anybody to try to do these things. We're not in a madrega, but I'm just trying to bring out that when a person does mitzvahs on such a pure way, he's able to, what's called, control teva to some degree. How is he able to do that? Because he's lemailim in a teva. And he's literally just fulfilling the words of the Gemara. The words of the Gemara. There's stories like this also with Reb Chaim Kinievsky. Mamish stories like this left and right with Reb Chaim Kinievsky. And he says this before Shi Gemara. The Gemara says, I'm just doing what the Gemara says. But sometimes other people, when they do what the Gemara says, they don't have the same type of outcome. But when the person is elevating himself throughout his life like this, is mezachich, it's mitzaref, it purifies him. So to the point where the guf is just that external shell, but really, he's elevating everything himself, his whole essence, to the ruchni. Now look what he says here. Brings the Gemara, Seif Makas Chav Gimel Mit Beis. It's a few lines in the bottom. It goes to Chav Dalam and Aleph. Dor Shav Simloi. Sheish meyos v'shloish esrei mitzvahs nosnu lo demoisha. We all know that there are 613 mitzvahs. Sheish meyos v'shloish esrei mitzvahs nosnu lo demoisha. Shaso lo yisase. This is Gemara Magus now. 365 lo yisase. Okay. Kiminyan yimaisa chama. Corresponding to the days of the sun. Ramach Asay, 248 mitzvahs Asay, mitzvahs that we are obligated to go ahead and do them. Kiminyan Evarim Shel Adam, which correspond to the Evarim, the limbs of a person. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Mike Ra, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Torah Tziva Lona Moshe, Mayra Asha? What does it mean? The pasuk says Torah tziv lanu mayirasha, right? That Torah is an inheritance. Torah is begematria hachi havi. How much is Torah? Torah shis meyo v'chad sri havi. The gematria of Torah is 611. So wouldn't that be beautiful if Torah was 613? It would be perfect. So, but what's pshat Torah is 611? Because it is perfect. Because he's going to tell us in the first two mitzvahs, anoich eshem lekecha, and lo yeluch alohim acherim, we're told to us by who? By HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those two are added to the 611. Okay, that's the Gemara. Adkan. Mipiagur shamanu adkan. V'ein safik, says the Maharal, there's no doubt. She'ein misparam u'minyonom shel ha-mitzvahs halakiyos hayu b'mikra. Ki ein mikra l'chmoy dvorim eilu halakiyim. The Maharal says, there is no question whatsoever for a person to think that the number of 613 ikrei ha-mitzvahs, these 613 mitzvahs, are, yeah, okay, it's a number, 613. You know, go play in the lottery. What numbers you want? Anything, you choose it. Let the machine choose it. He says, absolutely, this is something which is Dvarim Elu Elokim. This is straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing anything which is just by chance. Void. Shloi Tola HaMisba B'mikra Kro. Rak Shomra Al Mitzvah Zloisa Asayi Shein Kimini Moisah Chama. And he says, the next thing the Gemara said, so two things the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us, number one, there are 613 mitzvahs. Number two, the Gemara is telling us that the 365 loisaseh are kineged the chama. And the 248 aseh, go ahead and do these obligations, these commandments, correspond to what? Correspond to the Ivarim of the person. Now, is a beautiful Rashi on that Gemara. And Rashi tells us 365 mitzvahs correspond to every day of the year. And every day of the year, it says, every day is saying, don't violate. This is what Rashi says. Every day, the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah leisaseh, and saying, don't violate the mitzvahs of Hashem. And every day, the Ivarim of the person are saying, you have a body, you have a goof, use your body to go ahead and do mitzvahs. Put on your tefillin, put on your tzitzis. Go do chesed. That's what Rashi says, it's a beautiful Rashi. Vim noima, from Tabas Samach Tes, ki mitzvah mitzvahs lo yisaseh shaso. If you want to say that the mitzvahs lo yisaseh is 365, shemasirim es ha'odah mechol yoyim, that they warn a person every day, shloi lavar lo yisaseh, don't transgress a lo yisaseh. Mitzvahs esay ramach, shemasirim es ha'odah, shemechol eivarav yaseh mitzvahs. And every day, go do mitzvahs like we just explained. If you want to see it inside, which we're not going to do right now, take a look at number 12, that he brings down the Rashi. In Cain, gam hoya efshe shiyeh behebich zeh. He says it really could be the opposite as well. Now listen to this question. It could be the opposite also. It could have been mitzvahs loisaseh ramach. Okay, it could have been that mitzvahs loisaseh are 248 mitzvahs loisaseh. So he's saying, listen to this question. He's saying that really you could have 248 mitzvahs loisaseh, shemasirim kol ivarav shaladim shaloy yavar al loisaseh. It was a beautiful explanation, Rashi said, that each aver is telling us, go do a mitzvah. But you could have in the same manner, 248 loisaseh, that say, don't use your body to violate. And you could have the flip side as well, mitzvahs eseh shasa, shemasirim kol yoyim shiaseh mitzvahs. And then you could have, it could have been, 365 mitzvahs. I say every day, tell me, go do a mitzvah. Go do a mitzvah. It's a new day today. Maidani lefanacha. Thank you, Hashem. New day ahead. I'm going to do mitzvahs today. It could have been like that also, but it's not. Mikol shekein shlo yed davar ze rak remes. V'ein roi b'dvar melakim shnimsayim kach la'atzmam. And here the Maral is taking a different approach than some Rishonim, because some Rishonim want to learn that the 365 loisasei that correspond to the sun, and the 248 Evarim, mitzvahs asay, correspond to the Evarim, are simon ba'alma. It's a remez. It's a remez. So he's saying nothing doing. Mikoshkin shuloi yedov is a rak remez. It's not just a remez. There's a reason why it is the way it is, with Gemara from Rabbi Simloi tells us. Veda, he says further, next paragraph. Da, kasher rotzon Hashem zbarach lezaku, he says, ha'odom, sheyikne hanitzchiyus, al yidei mitzvahs helikiyos. This that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to mizakeh, to strengthen the person through the mitzvahs helikiyos. And this is a nice thought to think about when you do a mitzvah. Because sometimes, as the Ramchal tells us, this mitzvah anoshim lomada. Sometimes we do mitzvahs at a rote. We get accustomed to putting on tefillin. We put on tefillin. I once went over to a person, and I told him, you know, that the pesukim bring down that it's good to say the second bracha. Those who make a second bracha on tefillin, it's best to say the bracha quietly. No one hears you saying it. Because there's a shayla, you make the bracha in the first place. So many minhag Ashkenaz that we say the bracha, but it's brought down to say it quietly. So this was not a shayla, you say it may not, fine. So I mentioned to him, he says to me, oh, I had no idea I said it out loud. He wasn't even, we're tired in the morning, we wake up, sometimes we do the mitzvah, we put on film, you know, we take out of the bag, you know, we put on the shal yad, put on shal rosh, and we go to our seat. That's not how we want to do a mitzvah. That's mitzvah zanoshim ulamada. The Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak by Ditchev, he didn't put on tefillin during Chol HaMoed, Sukkos, Pesach. Of course not, right? And I say of course not for him, because he was Hasidish. The first opportunity for him to put on tefillin after Yontif, he was up so early, because he wanted to get back to this opportunity to do the mitzvah. The point we want to bring out is the mitzvahs elikiyos. These are mitzvahs. There's an opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to connect to Hashem. How do you connect to Hashem? Hashem says, I give you opportunities on a regular basis to connect to me. We've all had conversations with people on the phone that you hear every third word. There was just somebody zooming in from Florida, actually, to the Shir, Erev Shabbos, and Thursday also. And his connection was really not good. I mean, he could hear us, but we couldn't hear him. And I had to tell him, you know, we don't hear what you're saying. It's every third word. There are some people who are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a similar way. It's not just every third word. It's every 3 years. Who knows how long it is? What's the relationship with Hashem? We have to always focus to build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And building a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu means building a relationship with people as well. Because Hashem says, I give you mitzvahs beid adam l'makom, between man and me and Hashem, and beid adam l'chaveir, between man and each other. Hashem says to be an adam ha'shalim, you have to focus on those two, as well as the third component, which is not spoken about enough, which is beid adam l'atzmai. There's a chilek that we have to focus between us and the person in the mirror that we look at. It means ourselves. In adon la'atzmai. So he says, "Yasher sheyikne oisa yirak al yidei shnei minei mitzvahs." It's impossible to acquire nitzchias olam haba with any other way except for this of Torah mitzvahs. That's it. No other way doing it. Hachela ke'echad. Shlo yeh mishane es mitziyusoy asher nivra olav. One chelik, this is loisa asay, ki yeh mishane es mitziyusoy asher nivra olav, hara yesh loishinoy ma shuroi le mitziyusoy odom. V'yovoy hefse le mitziyusoy. So let's explain with like this. A mitzvah slice, I say, picture yourself driving on the highway. And the GPS tells you to go straight. But you see the road is turning. And what do? You get confused and accidentally got off the exit. You didn't realize what you got confused. Mm-hmm. You got off the exit. You were supposed to go straight, but the road was turning and you're looking at the picture and this and that. And you deviated from the correct course. When a person violates a loisase, the loisase is to keep you on the highway, on the right track to Olam Haba. When I used to teach in the classroom setting, I would start off the year. I'm not the best artist, but a highway I figured I could draw. So I made a picture of a highway and with exits. And there was a smiley face in the top. And I drew the picture and I said, we are the car. Life, mitzvahs are like this. We are the car driving on the highway. That's mitzvahs aseh. That's the next chilek, he says in a second. You do the mitzvahs, you continue going straight. Like you get credit and you continue going straight up to Hashem. The lois aseh says, don't go off that exit on the right. Don't go off that exit on the left. And how are we supposed to do the mitzvahs? With a smiley face, b'simcha. That's what life is about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how life is. Not to oversimplify it, but that's really what life is. Hashem put us here, it's on this highway, and we're traveling through this world. Don't make the wrong turn. And if you do, if it happens, and it's going to happen, Ein Tzadik Bar Zeshi Yaseh Tov Lo Yechta, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to do averus. So do tshuva, get back on track. Get back on track, do tshuva. So that the chelak echad is not to transgress the lois aseh, and the chelak hasheni he says, we're not up to that yet. The elu hey mitzvahs lois aseh. Fine. Shekol elu ha mitzvahs hem shelo yasa odam min ma shuroi el mitziusoi. Don't deviate. And he gives examples. Could be ilus iser, where a person has relations in a situation where it's forbidden. V'gezel or geneva or he steals. U'kayoytze behem min ha mitzvahs. In other words, there are mitzvahs not to have forbidden relations. There are mitzvahs not to steal. When a person violates that, he's deviating from the proper path. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person a certain way, and now what the person is doing is he's going off the proper path. Now, just to give this to Zamashal a little, imagine you have some boys playing ball outside. And they come inside, they walk all around the house, and then the mother comes home, the father comes home. They come to the front door, and they see there's dirt and mud everywhere. Everywhere in the house, tracked everywhere, up and down, everywhere. Calls the children, what happened? And they have no idea what you're talking about. What happened about what? What's all this mud? What mud? They're oblivious. They don't even see it. Oh, I had a little mud in my shoes. I was just playing some football. Now it's all over the house. That mud is the avera. That mud is the avera. It's the schmutz. It's the dirt. You come into the house, you wipe the dirt off before you come in. There's nothing wrong with playing football, but don't track it all over the house. If a person does that, he's deviating from the proper path. He's getting dirt all over the house like this. A person's doing the averus that Hashem says don't do, he's deviating from the proper path. Even though we don't understand the mitzvahs, we don't understand the reason behind them, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. That's like the doctor prescribes you the medicine. Mikomokim. Neida behem shekol mitzvahs But when a person, this much we have to know, that when a person violates them, he's deviating from the proper path. When you come in the house and you have the schmutz all over your shoes and you don't wipe your shoes and take off your shoes, you're getting the house full of dirt, you're deviating from the proper approach of how do you walk like a mensch. By Yetzia min Hayoyshe Hametzius, who hefsid the Ibud Elof. And we have to realize that. The same way if a person puts money in his pocket that has a hole, and he knows there's a hole in his pocket, and he puts the money there anyway, and then he gets, an hour later, 2 hours later, he puts his hand in his pocket, the money's gone. Well, what do you expect? You know there's a hole in your pocket. A person has to view a mitzvah slaysa, say that he, if he transgresses it, there's a loss. There's a loss. Just like there's a financial loss when you lost that money, there's a spiritual loss. V'achelak hasheni, what is this chelak hasheni? Hey, mitzvahs esek. Shekvar amarnu, ki ein ha'odom b'madregosoy ha'achroina ha'lakiyas, ki o'ki'ilu u'bekoyach b'vad, v'tzorach sheyikne ha'shleimus v'poyol adei ha'mitzvahs ha'lakiyas. It's not enough to avoid the lo yisaseh. It's not enough not to transgress. But a person has to also acquire. Just like in business, in the business world. It's not enough that you don't lose, but there also has to be, like we're saying, it's not enough that you don't lose in business, but you have to make a profit. So too, in the spiritual world, it's not enough that we refrain from violating the Ratzon Hashem, but we also have to make sure we acquire. We acquire the mitzvahs. We acquire Olam Haba through mitzvahs essay. As he says in previous prakim, Sha'af, next column, Sha'af ima adam koina ha'ilom hazeh had tivi ha'chomri, that even if a person will acquire olam hazeh tivi ha'chomri, the physical world, loikono olam haba, she'ena gashmi. Let's say a person successful, whatever success means here in this world. That has absolutely nothing to do with Olam Haba. Leikono Olam Haba. She'ena gashmi ki'im al yidei ha'pu'ulois ha'lekiyois v'ayodim yizkel Olam ha'nivdol. And a person has to understand, in order to get to Olam Haba, he has to do what? He has to do the mitzvahs. So now it's a whole cycle. It's impossible to do the mitzvahs unless you learn what the mitzvahs are. That's why we have to learn the mitzvahs. I'm not giving you a plug here for the Mishnah Berurah here. That's not what I'm doing. Okay? Well, I'm talking Lamaisa, practically speaking. It's impossible to know what the right thing to do unless you learn it. As simple as that. Because it is by name. When a person contemplates, b'mitzius olam hazeh, and that, if you take a look at 24, explains what we're about to say over here. Bo lahoyrois keitzad shnei sugi mitzvahs hanal. He's coming to explain how both these two categories of mitzvahs, the loisasei, shal yodan adam lo yishanim mitziusoi shenivra olel, that through fulfilling, that he doesn't transgress the mitzvahs loisasei, he doesn't go away and doesn't deviate from the way Hashem created him. Mitzvah essay, that now that he is healthy, because he didn't violate the Lois essay, now the Mitzvah essay enabled the person to acquire the spiritual acquisitions that he needs. Mekalum haim, these are Makbilum haim, l'shamesh, shasor yimoyis hachama, ola odom ramach evori odom. Now, they connect to. He's now going to explain how they connect to, when the person does the 240 mitzvahs, how they connect to his evarim. And the shasa mitzvahs loisa say, how it connects to the chama. The kasha is b'ayna b'mitzius oylem hazeh, nechlek l'beis chalokim, koydolim kol ha-mitzius, ha-echod hu ha-mitzius ha-tachtoin, v'hu b'chloloi misudur tachas ha-shemesh, v'ha-shemesh koylo loisoi. And what he's referring to is, he says in 25, Hashemesh Kailo is a Pirushai, She'oilu Mateva Mesuda Tachas Hashemesh Nichlo Ba'anogos Hashemesh. This physical world, Oilam Hashemesh, Oilam Gashmi, is Tachas Memshelas Hashemesh. For example, he says further that there are two leaders, if you will. There's the Shemesh, that's the leader up there. And then there's the Adam, that's a leader in the Olam HaTachton down here. There's the Shemesh, And then there's the Adam. Okay? That's how Hashem created it. And when I thought of this, the Maharal says this, it reminded me of Mizmor Yotes, which we said earlier today on Shabbos. Shemaim is Sabin Kavayit Kel. This is the first of the additional capitula of Tehillim. Continues the capitul Yotes, Mizmor chapter 19. Yoim l'yoim yabiyoim v'layla l'layla chavadas ein oim v'in dvarim l'shmi yakot m'nilu y'beli nishma koilam v'chol l'oretz yotza kavim v'ksei ha-sevim lehim la-shemesh som oil behem v'kichosin yoitz michoposoi yosiz kigibu l'oretz oirach m'yitzei ha-shemayim m'yitzoi m'yitzei ha-shemayim m'yitzoi v'skufosai ha-katzoi s'mein yistam ha-chamosoi. These psukim from Beis until Ches, Aleph is the introduction, l'mitzeich m'zmur David. This is a reference to the Shemayim is Sarim Kavayit Kel. Who is the power in the Shemayim? That's over here in Pasuk Hey. La Shemesh Som Oyel Bahem. The Shemesh, the sun, is the power up there. The 365, Loisase. And then down here is the Adam. Not only that, but Adam has the Koyach, has the power to overpower the Shemesh. As we know, that there were a few times in history that a human being held the sun. Not in his hands physically. I mean, if you looked at your clock, at your watch, it stopped moving. Because the sun stopped. Like Tim Ben Goyon, Yaakov Avinu, right? Yeshua. Different discussions. Which is not for now. Thank you. As he says here in the bottom of Ayin Aleph, Hashemesh Melech Oilam Ateva. The Shemesh is the Melech, is the king that Hashem created him. It as the Melech of the Teva. Oilam Ateva Mesuder. Next page, Ayin Beis. Oilam Ateva Mesuder Tachto. And the Oilam Ateva is under its the sun's control. By the way, the Umas Ha'olam, the nations of the world, they are minor, they count according to the Shemesh. Klai Yisrael, we count according to the Levana, right? Okay. V'chumay she'timso mavur min ha'kosov she'kasher yirtze l'haskir kol ha'olam, when you want to mention the whole entire world, yoymar tachas ha'shemesh, as brings in Kehelis. Ma yisrin l'odam mechol ha'moli she'yamol tachas ha'shemesh. What benefit is there that man will work with all of his energy, tachas Hashemesh? What's he referring to? He's referring to this world. What are the benefits a person's gaining if he puts his focus in Olam Hazeh, in the Gashmi? Very easy, as Hashanase, tachas Hashemesh. Give different examples, all from Kehelos. V'chein Tomit. V'Hashemesh yishmiras seder Olam hateva b'mahalcha u'v'snuasa. And the Shemesh is making sure it turns in the proper way, in the proper time, in the proper pace. Its rays of sun are coming on the earth the proper amount. Not too much, not too little. Some places it's colder, some places it's hotter. But if it be any closer, as we discussed in the past, we couldn't survive. Being farther away, we also couldn't survive. So it's the melech of the teva. And this that it rules in the physical world. And what the purpose of the Maharal, what he's going with over here, is he's focusing on the 365 mitzvahs loisaseh that are connected specifically to the Shemesh. So in order to understand how that connects, we have to discuss the Shemesh. That's what he's doing now. We're going to finish this last paragraph, then we're going to stop here by Achelak Hasheni. Just like a king who's in charge, he makes sure that no one deviates from the proper order, from the proper seder. So too Hashem created the Shemesh to be ruling over the Teva. As the Pasuk says, that the Shemesh that rules by day. And he explains here in number 30, Im ein shemesh v'hayarech poyalim, kolim insoim betelim. if the sun and the moon, and of course the moon gets its strength now in this world over here from the sun, if they don't do their job, nothing will exist. As it says, Hashemesh that rules by day. And let's conclude over here. Who Hashemer, the sun is a Hashemer, Seder Oilam Bilbilti, Yachlif Yomir Eseder Roy, that we shouldn't, it shouldn't deviate from the proper path. V'yamid al amodoy, and it will stand, and everything will go in the proper order. V'dover ze yaduah mo'oid ve'in safik baze ze chelik ha'echad. This is the first chelik. Mitzvah. Next time we'll discuss chelik hasheni, which he's focusing on once again the Ivarim al Adam. And just to review some main points, we discussed that a person will only get hatzlacha in this world from Torah mitzvahs. That's the only way. And he explained because a person is in the bara tachtis, this pit down here, and in order to bring yourself up out of this pit, it's through the mitzvahs haTorah. And by connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what a mitzvah does. A mitzvah connects us to Hashem. And the better we do the mitzvah, which means with the preparation, with the havana, with the study of the mitzvah, this is how we connect better to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he discussed the Gemara that he's saying it's not just by chance there are 365 lois assay and 248 assay, which total 613. Not just by chance. And it's not just by chance that the Gemara says that the 365 correspond to the sun and the 248 correspond to the Ivarim. And that's what he's going to, that's what he's discussing this time about this whole time about the sun. In order to connect that, Mr. Shem will see this further next time.